show called Creature Wars. And the judge of Creature Wars in our pilot situation is going to be Evie Mae Webb.
Can you... I'm the judge!
Boom! Right, so the judge is a six-year-old girl who is...
insanely good at dancing.
She is insanely good at dancing. What do you want to tell us about yourself in relation to Creature Wars?
Well, I've got these cuteness cards that I just made today.
Would you say, Evie, that you were obsessed with cuteness?
Yeah.
Okay. So, me and Max have chosen our creatures and we've researched them. Have you two both got snotty noses?
My one's got a hard snot nose.
Okay, so, listeners, please enjoy listening to Max sniffing up his hard snot and Evie sniffing up her wet snot. That's just a little extra treat that you get on today's podcast. Okay, so, I chose my animal and then I realised Max had chosen the same animal, so I've chosen something else. My animal I've chosen today is humans. And I've chosen humans because I am one and I think I know a reasonable amount about them without having to look them up very much.
Tardigrade!
Okay, so what have you chosen, Max?
Tardigrade.
Max has chosen tardigrades.
I've chosen tardigrade because we were sponsored by them and I think they're amazing.
Tardigrades are awesome, and that was what I was going to choose as well, because once I found out about them, I was like, these are the best animals ever.
I found out that they can be temporarily dead. That's what they happened when they went to space. They went into space the moment they were in nowhere. It retracted its legs into its body and excreted most of the water in its body. In that state, it's technically temporarily dead.
But it comes back to life.
It comes back to life after it.
Yeah, that's so cool. All right, so we've chosen our own ones, but because our judge is obsessed with cuteness, she has made a little addition to the game.
Cuteness cards.
So, Evie, would you like to give each contestant a cuteness card? All right, so I've got my cuteness card.
You get two.
Oh, great. Okay, I get two. Okay, I've got some good cuteness cards there. So if I think that humans are not useful, I might switch to my cuteness card. All right, Evie, choose the first scenario and I'll read it out. Scenario. This is a scenario for both of us. Scenario. Your habitat is shrinking. You need to pitch to politicians and the general public in a last-ditch attempt to save it.
Okay, so I'm going to use my...
How are you going to make politicians want to save the habitat of tardigrades?
I'm going to use my one of my cuteness cards. It's unicorn.
Okay.
Unicorn is going to magically make politicians want to save it.
How is a unicorn going to manage that?
It says magical on it.
Okay, so using its magical powers, your imaginary animal is going to make politicians save its habitat.
Well, tardigrades can live anywhere, so that wouldn't really affect it. Unusing cuteness cards.
Wait, you can't unuse cuteness cards.
I don't want to use it, they're not using effect, because tardigrades can just, like, relax. They can live in cities, they do live in cities. In fact, there could be one right there. Or 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 up Evie's nose.
Hey, Max, is it true that if a tardigrade gets in your ear, it whispers nonsense to you and reduces your IQ?
Let me check. Nope.
That is not true, everybody. Not true. You need not be worried about tardigrades reducing the intelligence of the general population. Okay, so tardigrades, you're saying basically...
Tardigrades could live up Evie's nose.
So their habitat is not gonna...
Can be anywhere.
Right.
So it wouldn't really affect them. They could just live in the city that's being built there or whatever's being built there. Or it could just walk away. Or the way it could make politicians want to save it is by gate.
You could say that the habitat was the politician. Say to the politician, please save the habitat of the tardigrade because it's your own nose.
What?
The tardigrades live in noses?
They could.
They probably could, couldn't they? I think they can live anywhere. Let's ask fact-checking octopus.
Scientists have reported tardigrades in hot springs, on top of the Himalayas, under layers of solid ice, and in ocean sediments. Many species can be found in milder environments, such as lakes, ponds, and meadows, while others can be found on stone walls and roofs. No data is available on their presence or lack thereof in politicians' noses.
I think the tardigrade is, it could make politicians want to save its habitat by doing this. Deliberately climbing onto a leaf a botanist finds. It gets found and then gets sent into space.
Cool. All right.
And then
I
becomes
think that's fine.
Temporarily dead to survive in space.
All right. My creature is humans. So I think because politicians and the general public are humans, they would be pretty good about saving. They would be good at saving.
Their habitat is where the animals have their habitat. So how can it get smaller? Like nature's taking over.
Yeah, exactly. I think.
I want to know what kind of human would you be? A little girl, or like a grown up? What kind of?
I think in this case it would be good if I was a politician, wouldn't it? Because I'd have the power to save my own habitat.
You could just get a lot of woodcutters to chop down trees.
Okay, so this is a fairly meaningless scenario for both of us, isn't it?
Because like tardigrades can get found by botanists and go to space, or just live in the city that's being built there. And
disappointed that you didn't use any of it. Because I think that would actually be good.
There, so...
Because I'm like,
Nobody's
got a cute thing, so... I would think I would
Okay,
bite.
Who wins? Okay, he wins.
Both not won, so...
Both lost.
Yeah, you're both lost.
Okay, all right. It's all to play for. Pick another scenario card. Okay, scenario, fight. A fight to the death with your opponent. Who will survive and what will be left of them? So I'm going to start on this, if that's all right, everybody. I am going to try, as a human, to fight a tardigrade, and it has been done. Scientists have been trying to fight tardigrades for years, since they discovered them. And realised how indestructible they were. They've been trying to do stuff to tardigrades, haven't they?
And nothing's happened so far.
Well, they've tried boiling them in vodka. They survived that. They've tried putting them in space. They can survive that for 10 days. They've tried putting them in high pressure and low pressure. They seem to survive that. So my best thing as a human that I could do to fight a tardigrade and win, I think it's going to have to be, I get the tardigrade and I get everyone at NASA on board with my fight.
But how
so
do
I'm
you
going to
get
use the collaboration
But
of
how
humans.
Do you get the tardigrade? It's almost impossible to pick up.
I can get one out of a lab. Use a pipette. What size are they? Are they about half a millimetre?
They're about like...
Full grown?
I'd say they have about 60 cells in them, I think.
Oh, hello. Tardigrades are about half a millimetre long, and they can contain up to 40,000 cells. You shouldn't have any problem picking one up.
I think I'm going to beat this tardigrade, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it into space and just leave it there for longer than 10 days.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do in the fight. What are you going to do to fight back? Tardigrade.
I'm gonna play my cuteness card, which is unicorn. Unicorn. So unicorn turns the rocket into a giant flower, which into a giant tree rex, which throws the human, human so fast it ends up in space.
Beaten by magic again. What do you think, Evie?
Who won that fight? The cuteness cards.
I've done my cuteness card.
We swapped the cuteness cards.
So who won? My one made like a leafy cannon.
It looked like I was gonna win. Really did.
And then I played my unicorn cuteness card.
Well, Mummy's one was more. This is so.
So did I win?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
Evie. How did you win that? I thought you would let me win if I used the unicorn.
All right, so we need to choose a third scenario card. Okay. This is a good one. Scenario. Humans are close by. They don't look friendly and they have weapons. You can run, hide, or fight them. What will you do? Can you survive against the humans?
Okay, so I think my thing will do nothing because they don't have anything that could kill me. My tardigrade is just going to stay there. They probably won't even notice it.
Do you want to use your funky horse move?
If it's a horse, the hunters will defeat me, so I'm just going to stay for tardigrade.
Yeah, I think that's a good
call. Tardigrade just like stays there and no one's using
it. They won't even notice it. Even if they stand on it, it won't die, will it?
Even if they stand on it, it'll probably stick to the bottom of their shoe if they're in it and eat anything that's on it.
Fair enough. Okay, as another human versus humans. The thing most likely to kill a human is another human, apart from disease. So I'm feeling a bit scared. I'm not going to fight them, because that's not my vibe.
Offer them quite a lot of money.
That's not a bad idea. Evie's whispering an answer in my ear. She's saying, use your unicorn. She has given me a cuteness card of unicorn. So, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get on my unicorn and I'm going to ride away at super speed away from the humans. I don't want to kill them. I am a human and I like humans usually. So I'm just going to speed off on my unicorn and escape the humans, even though I am a human.
That's weird. You're confusing.
It's a bit meta. What do you reckon?
You could just give them a lot of money.
I think Catherine's one is a bit more interesting, so what, you win.
So I win!
Yeah.
Yes! That means I've won 2 out of 3. So I'm the winner, yes! So, Max, how do you feel now that... You know what happens?
What?
At the end to the loser?
What?
It goes extinct.
It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
Who said that?
It does. It goes extinct. So, Evie, would you like to pronounce tardigrades extinct?
Don't do it.
All right, Evie, what are you going to do? Are you going to pronounce tardigrades extinct, or are you going to avert Max from having a tantrum and say tardigrades and humans can coexist? Because, to be fair, we were kind of a draw on all of those.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you going to show leniency or are you going to dispense swift justice?
Good evening. This is the Megaphone Lady of Family Harmony. At this point in the discussion, I had to intervene.
Okay, after a little bit of off-air discussion, we've decided that it's far too upsetting for tardigrades to become extinct. Max is very attached to them, and I kind of love them as well. So Evie has decided that... What have you decided, Evie?
Well, I let him use Bunny.
No, I decided not to use Bunny, but Evie, you just choose coexist.
No, I'm making you use Bunny so you can
hop away. Coexist. Because if it hopped away, the people would probably kill it.
No, it would. It will grab onto the unicorn.
But I don't even have. I don't even have unicorn.
There's a unicorn.
No, you're right.
Oh, I used a unicorn. So is the tardigrade and the bunny just all going to grab hold of the unicorn and run away?
Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, okay, so all of humanity and tardigrades have been saved by unicorns. You heard it here first. Unicorns. Unicorns are going to save us all.
I think unicorns win, but tardigrades and bunnies aren't tested.
Really, the real winner here is the unicorn.
But
tardigrades, humans and
still
bunnies.
They survived.
Okay. Wow, it's been quite an exciting episode. Exciting first episode of Creature Wars, hasn't it, Max? It's been real. Should we say bye?
Bye.
Okay, we're going to say bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm the judge.
Bye. Bye.
I'm the judge.
Bye.
I'm the judge. Bye. Bye. I'm the judge. I'm the judge. I'm the judge.